www.thebeatles.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Pentagon getting ready to pull thousands of troops out of Afghanistan in exchange for concessions from the Taliban.
A peace deal would mean an end to America's longest war. At the beginning, there were some 100,000 U.S. troops in that country. Recent reports put it at about 14,000.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. The U.S. today officially pulls out of the INF nuclear treaty with Russia. President Trump rallying voters in Cincinnati last night.
The president almost seemed a little careful to avoid some of those subjects that slid into controversy and took over the narrative. The president did go after the squad, saying that the Democratic Party is now being led by four left-wing radicals who reject everything we hold dear. He did not mention Representative Ilhan Omar and did not spark the chant, send her back.
Fox's Mike Tobin, and the July jobs report is due out this morning. This is Fox News.
International Beer Day.
The first Friday in August.
Not to be confused with Beer Can Appreciation Day.
January 24th.
National Beer Day.
April 7th.
National IPA Day.
August 1st.
National Drink Beer Day.
September 28th.
German Beer Day.
April 23rd.
National Home Brew Day.
May 7th.
Sour Beer Day.
September 20th.
Beer and Pizza Day.
October 9th.
National American Beer Day.
October 27th.
Learn How to Home Brew Day.
November 3rd.
And National Lager Day.
December 10th.
So there you have it. You've got a lot of excuses to drink a beer.
They say it's not about the money, but sometimes it's about the money. Greg Budell, I understand the folks on the morning show would like a little raise in pay. What do you think about that? Oh, well, Jay Scott, how do you feel about Greg being a little tight with the purse strings?
Did you know a single gallon of anthrax is all it would take to kill Greg Budell?
No problem there. Hayes, I hear you've tried to butter Greg up a bit for more money, but you're not going to do that anymore.
No mo. No, Mom.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say to Greg right now?
These cheese eggs you've made are really good.
That sounds like you're buttering him up.
Just hush.
Sorry. Bailey the Wonder Dog. Rich takes care of your chicken, so you don't really need a raise. So what do you think about your co-workers' struggle for more money? Behind them all the way. And Rich Thomas, I understand you recently got a raise. How much was it?
$3,929,214.
Wow. How did you negotiate a sum like that?
I learned that on the World Wide Web.
Emily, when you talk to Greg again, are you going to try to stroke his ego?
We'll have to fiddle with it in the break.
Well, that might work. Stand by for three men.
More money.
And a lady.
Actually, the truth is I gave Bailey a raisin chicken.
Yes.
And it's changed her bark. Woof. Three men and a lady, here's truly Greg Budell. Jay Scott joining us home. Emily Hayes already here. Let's start with your weekend forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Boy, oh boy, there were a wealth of heavy downpours on the radar yesterday. Many towns benefited. My house didn't get any rain, and neither did the airport, but, you know, that's the way it works. You win some, you lose some. Que sera, sera, whatever will be. will be. Another hot and humid day with a high around 93. Scattered to numerous showers and storms. A few will have some heavy downpours with tonight's low 73. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Better than normal rain chances continue. Still random, but a generous supply with tropical downpours and spots. Low 90s. On the beach, you may be dodging raindrops from time to time, but it's not a washout. If this is your beach weekend, rain chances running as high as 50%. Right now, this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour. Incredible humidity. Temperature is 72, 610.
It's Friday.
Why are you drinking beer?
Drinking beer.
International beer.
International beer day.
Beer day.
It's going to be a whole day of beer.
Why are we drinking beer?
So you can drink beer and get schnockered all day.
It's way too early for any of that.
Beer me.
Beer me.
I think it's too early for that.
Do you know what time it is?
Beer feels like beer o'clock.
It's definitely beer o'clock.
But it's also
show time.
Beer o'clock.
We have an interesting situation here. Every once in a while, somebody lives to a really... I mean, 100 used to be a big deal, but that's the fastest growing demographic, enjoy that beer, in the United States. People living to 100 plus.
Yeah.
So it's not that unique anymore. However, when you make it to 107, people ask, how did you do it? And we have a woman who says that she made it to 107 right, because she never got married. So we're going to let Rick Astley.
I love Rick Astley.
The immortal Rick Astley.
This is one of his hits. Oh, wait a minute. This is all of it.
No, we had together forever.
No, I'm not buying that.
If you want to live long, the secret is to not say I do. Not getting married might just seem wrong. But when you die young, I'll be laughing at you. If your honey boo says let's get married, then just make them understand. Never gonna tie the knot, never gonna settle down, never gonna stop doing what I want to, never gonna become one, never gonna take a vow, and over way
now, it begs the question, because of the era in which she was raised, starting in almost post-Victorian, you know, 1912. I guess she would have been born, right?
Wow, so that's the year of the Titanic? No. Yeah. Is that the year of the Titanic? 12?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You wonder, and given the how different the standards were... Hmm? If she ever did...
Not that.
No, that.
Oh, I see.
Maybe not doing that is how you live to 107, if that's the case.
No. There was also that lady that said she drank 3 Dr. Peppers a day.
I don't think they had it in 1912, though.
And she was like 99 or 100.
Yeah, we'd have to look at when Dr. Pepper was invented.
They got...
I'm on it, Rich.
Okay. Thanks.
My favorite... of those people that make it over the century mark of those, well, I
smoked cigarettes.
I had a shot of bourbon breakfast and then in the good afternoon.
Yes.
And that was the woman talking. Sounded like Menthol Meredith. A really old age.
Hey, so...
1880s is when Dr. Pepper was invented. It was first served around 1885.
I'm a pepper. You're a pepper?
He's a pepper, she's a pepper.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
They said in unison.
And we said it right here.
Was yesterday the day we had a story about the mustard ice cream?
Yes, it was. Yesterday was that day.
All right. Because I'm getting ready to send, as a possible topic for TV next week. And they got a bunch. I have sent them a ton of potential topics. Ice cream going off the rails. Because now there's a story today about Oscar Mayer Wiener candying hot dog.
I saw that.
And that really, honestly, doesn't hold a whole lot of appeal to me, but, you know.
Today's TV subject must be, well, when you read the details, I had to smoke a cigarette. and I don't smoke.
You owe me one. All right, so I got to find out. Here it is. French's mustard and mustard ice cream.
Gross.
Because I want to send them both stories about the wiener. Well, here you go. You can have a hot dog, flavored ice cream, and combine it with some mustard-flavored ice cream, and you're in business.
And top it off with some chocolate, which we apparently we've been eating wrong. That's our TV subject.
Our most electrifying story of the day is connected to yesterday's most electrifying story. It's right after local news.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police are investigating a shooting last night. They tell us a man was taken to the hospital after the shooting on Sneed Street. We are working to learn the victim's condition and if there are any suspects in the case. Alabama might have to pay more than $1 million to lawyers for abortion clinics after the state's unsuccessful attempt to ban a common second trimester abortion procedure. Lawyers for the abortion clinics say they will seek to win back $1 million in legal fees and nearly $24,000 in expenses. And 61 basic correctional officers will graduate today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created this new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address the staffing shortage. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
As I mentioned, this has a connection to yesterday's early morning electrifying story. We mentioned yesterday that Woodstock 50 was canceled, but today we're here to tell you that Woodstock 50 is really, and we really mean it this time, there's no doubt about it, canceled.
Coming August 16th, Woodstock 50. Relive all the excitement of the first iconic Woodstock Festival, live at Watkins Glen International in New York.
Oh, we couldn't get the permits? Okay, well, we'll do it somewhere in Maryland.
Woodstock 50 will combine the classic with the contemporary. Get ready for John Fogerty and Jay-Z.
They're both out. What about Miley Cyrus? No? Oh. I know!
Woodstock 50 tickets are now free! So grab all your friends, load up the car, and head to Maryland for Woodstock 50. Ah! What now? It's canceled! Well, at least Lollapalooza is still a thing.
In related news, 47% of the Woodstock generation, meaning those who went to the original, now have hearing impairment.
What?
These are people between 65 and 80, junior. Apparently all that loud music. Did your parents ever tell you to turn down either A, the jungle music, or B, the noise music?
Oh, yeah.
I was told to shut my door. Shut your door if you're going to listen to it that loud. No, Mom.
47% of us who did not listen to Mom and Dad when they suggested we turn it down now have hearing issues. It was a thing, you know, someone like Emily, a sprout in this life at this point, someone like Emily or even Jay, you don't remember, you never experienced it, but do you remember the first time you ever tried real headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Good headphones.
I remember what album it was. It was the Doors with the album with Light My Fire.
I did it with Cosmos Factory.
Oh my gosh!
And it was like
the separation. It was like
and
oh
you
God.
Didn't have to roll a doobie or anything to get that enhanced hearing feeling, man. It was just awesome.
It was on our stereo in the living room, which was a piece of furniture.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, they had consoles. Yeah. Ours had a speaker on each side because of stereo. Stereo would just come out then, you see.
Yeah, if y'all had ever been to my house, you would see our piece of furniture that's a record player.
You never invite us.
I have two old radios.
I'm not even trying to hear that.
Almost bought another one over the weekend at Eastbrook. Yeah. I love those.
And well, since, I've got one.
I wish I had the room for them. I don't.
But the one that they wanted, and they wanted $225 for it, but it didn't work.
Mine works. We paid $50 for it, and it also serves as a bar.
Whoa.
Well, good.
Because, you know, the middle part opens up, but then the part over the speakers is, you know, it's...
So what I used to do to get the maximum effect of that piece of furniture in the living room was lay down with my ear next to one of the speakers.
Yeah, that's what, we did that at our house, yeah.
And so that wasn't quite like wearing headphones, but it certainly made it. And of course, I was a nerd at that point. I was listening to Herb Alpert.
Those are some jams, man.
I really didn't get hip until last year sometime. I think I crossed that threshold.
Oh, did you?
True hiptitude, yeah.
I am proud of the fact that we talk about what music is going to be added on the go.
Yeah, that's one thing that when people are like, oh, what's it like to work with Rich Thomas? You know,
I'm an elderly man.
When they ask things about you, I'm like, y'all would be really surprised, but he's like, he's the Gump's demo. He loves all the new alt rock.
It's designed for people in their 20s, but I'm in like my 70s now.
You are not.
Rich ought to DJ a show in the Gump.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Hey, we've got a morning slot open.
I don't need another job description here.
621 on News Talk 93.1 FM. In this town, if you're in an accident, and it's such a depressing, deflating moment, hopefully, you know, the first thing you realize, nobody's hurt but my car, that sad feeling that runs through your heart when you see it. A, you know, it's got to be fixed, but B, you know, there's going to be some red tape between that moment and the moment you take it to where? Montgomery Paint and Body. Can I call them the official body shop of this show?
Sure.
We've all used them. They're fantastic. And one of the reasons they're so great and have become the gold standard for automotive body repair in this town is because from the day Donnie Turner opened MPB 35 years ago, he refused to compromise on his standards. It's an ethical thing. They would not overlook or shortcut the repair process to add profit to their pocket. That's really, in a way, that's stealing. And Donnie Turner just would not abide by that, nor would he play the game that was kind of rampant around here at that time. So customers would get cars from places, and certain segments of the repair process had been missed, overlooked.
Even though
the insurance company had cut a check to cover everything.
Exactly. We'll slide you.
The customer's never going to know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't happen anymore. In fact, one of the leading insurance companies in the United States used Montgomery Paint and Body as a benchmark to show others, this is how we want it done. So please, never hesitate. 27REC with a W. They'll make your car look as good as new, maybe better. And stop and visit the Rich Thomas Wing while you're there at 622. Our first look at the roads, and then the timeline for the second day of August next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into our 6 o'clock hour, and things look good out on the roadways this morning. We don't have a lot of issues for you. It's a good time to be traveling. Just be careful if you're on the boulevard because traffic's building up there pretty fast. There's also a pretty big crowd on the interstates. They are rolling along at a speed limit ride, and the traffic on the 31s looks good this morning. We don't have any issues for you. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family there at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Flashback Friday. Remember when you had a hangover in your 20s, you'd say, I would very much like a Gatorade. Now, when you have a hangover, you say, I would very much like to crawl in a hole and die.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class freight waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get this party started, cause weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on, that's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out.
Most fidational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
And now it's 6:28 with the timeline for the second day of August. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Thank you, announcer. It's the 214th day of the year. There are 151 days remaining. WLS.
Getting it said.
for Chicago. This is International Beer Day.
Oh, you don't say.
I do say. And, you know, now when I go into a place and there's like 124 different choices and there's this big marquee
you
thing.
You just have to go back and keep trying them until you've had them all. And
go for the Blatz.
No, you know, now they don't even have one you know. And I start having, oh, whatever. It's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Beer and ice cream.
Tomorrow is National Watermelon Day, and Sunday is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. 243 years ago, 1776, members of the Continental Congress began signing the official Declaration of Independence. The 4th of July printings that were first sent out had only the names of John Hancock and Charles Thomas, the secretary. Even in August, signing the names, well, they kept the signers secret because they were a little afraid of repercussions from the British. 143 years ago in 1876, Wild Bill Hickok was shot in the head from behind and killed while playing poker at a saloon in Deadwood, South Dakota. He was holding a pair of aces and eights, which has been since then known as
Dead man's hand.
The dead man's hand at poker tables
the
everywhere.
The ace of spades! The ace of spades!
Jack McCall.
Also,
there was a group called Ace of Spades, right?
Well, there was a song by Motorhead.
Yeah.
Oh. There's also a group.
Well, it was a song by Motorhead.
He usually would never sit with his back towards the...
He did, yeah. He always found a wall that his back could be against so he could see people coming and going.
Except this time.
Except that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I sit with my back to the wall in restaurants.
127 years ago in 1892, the escalator was patented by George Wheeler. They've been around for over 100 years. Do you know how many there are in the state of Wyoming?
Zero.
Two.
There are two.
Why just
two?
That
was a random fact. Yeah. I should have known that.
I don't know why. They can't afford it. 98 years ago in 1921, the notorious Black Sox scandal came to an end. Eight players from the Chicago White Sox were accused of fixing the 1919 World Series. They were acquitted by a jury in Chicago, but despite being acquitted, all eight players were banned for life from baseball, including
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, and Charlie Sheen, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
That's actually a pretty good movie.
It is.
Eight Men Out.
It ain't so, Joe. I love that line. And a little boy, apparently a newspaper kid, said it to Joe Jackson. Say it ain't so, Joe. 96 years ago in 1923, on this day, Warren G. Harding became the sixth U.S. president to die in office. He died of a heart attack and was replaced by his vice president, Calvin Coolidge.
There are still conspiracy theories that his wife poisoned him in San Francisco because she knew of his numerous extramarital affairs. He's the one that built the secret passageway.
Oh, the secret, yeah. I've heard about that. Kennedy.
Did you and George Norrie Kennedy talk about this?
Yeah. There have been eight presidents to die in office. Four have been assassinated, and maybe five?
George Norrie.
80 years ago today, in 1939, Albert Einstein, a refugee from Nazi Germany at the time, wrote a letter to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt about the power of the atom bomb. He said, quote, "A single bomb of this type, carried by a boat and exploded in a port, might very well destroy the whole port, with some of the surrounding territory affected, too." The letter marked the start of the atomic insanity.
You know, and in terms of what it could do, Einstein was very close to being accurate with that before it had actually been tested.
Yeah, he was afraid of it, and of course, he had a lot to do with the atom and all of that stuff. 76 years ago today, in 1943, Navy Lieutenant John F. Kennedy rescued members of his crew when their PT boat, PT-109, was sawed in half by a Japanese destroyer. This is the day in 1934 with the death of Hindenburg, the Chancellor of Germany. Adolf Hitler becomes the Führer, or the leader of Germany. 1968, Doors started a two-week run at number one with Hello, I Love You, Won't You Tell Me Your Name. It was the group's second number one. 50 years ago in 69, Bob Dylan surprised everyone by actually showing up at his 10-year high school class reunion at Moose Lodge in Hibbing, Minnesota.
That's pretty funny.
He was only there for an hour with his wife, Sarah, because some drunk picked a fight with him.
Hey, man. Hey.
Putting the juice.
Like a Rolling Stone, right? Am I right?
You're not Robert Zimmerman anymore. You're Bob Dylan. Is that right? Robert Zimmerman wasn't good enough for... Now our song of the day. Our song of the day comes from a Dutch group who scored their only number one hit in the U.S. The year is 1982, summertime. Song of Summer Series continue. Now, School of Broadcasting students, this is a 28-second long intro. You don't have to talk up the whole intro. In fact, you should just pick a point and shut up at the signpost up ahead. We're going to the Twilight Zone. What time is it?
Signpost up ahead that says continue.
I love that. I also love Radar Love.
Yeah.
36 years ago in 1983, legendary Motown bassist James Jameson dies. Who is he, you ask? He's part of the backup group that you hear on almost every single Motown hit of all time, the Funk Brothers, the unknown Motown stars that were the backbone of the whole Motown sound, kind of like the Swampers in Muscle Shoals or the L.A. Wrecking Crew, the unsung heroes. This is today in 1985, Weird Science, I haven't seen it in a while, hit the theater starring Kelly LeBrock as the perfect woman brought to life by two high school nerds. On this day in 85, strong and sudden wind gust causes a plane to crash at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. It killed 135 people, but this violent downburst led to new improvements in Doppler radar at airports. So this disaster actually, led on to some good things. 29 years ago in 1990, Saddam Hussein led Iraq's army into Kuwait. This is the day he marched into Kuwait, and we know what happened after that. 9 years ago in 2010, Lindsay Lohan was released from jail and transported directly to rehab. She did 2 weeks behind bars for the 90-day sentence she got for violating her drug probation. Birthdays, actor Edward Furlong is 42 today. Wasn't he
Edward Furlong?
Yeah, Furlong.
No, he was in Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
John Connor.
Yeah.
The young John Connor.
I got you. Mary Louise Parker. She was on Weeds. She was Nancy Botkin on Weeds, if you ever watched that show. She's 55 today.
She was in Fried Green Tomatoes, too.
She was also on The West Wing.
Yes.
Apollonia is 60. Butch.
Is that a horse?
It's a 60-year-old horse.
Don't let Joey hear you say that.
She was Prince's girlfriend in Purple Rain.
I know who Prince is. I don't know who
you don't know who Apollonia is?
No.
I didn't know who
sounds like an appetizer.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
That sounds like an appetizer.
Sounds like a racehorse name.
Whatever, I'm telling Joey.
Butch Patrick is 66. Who is he? He was Eddie Munster.
Yeah.
On the Munsters.
Sounded like a racehorse.
Carol O'Connor would have had a birthday today, dead in 2001. Archie Bunker on All in the Family. And the real Carol O'Connor, his personality was completely different than Archie. Andrew Gold, who once had a song, Thank You for Being a Friend, which became the theme of the Golden Girls, would have had a birthday today. He died in 2011. We're 28 days away from Labor Day weekend and SEC football. Birthday season begins 4 Fridays later. That's the first one, then another one 3 Fridays later, and then sadly one more 3 Fridays after that. There are 118 days until Thanksgiving, but the Iron Bowl 2 days later, and now you're up to date on the timeline.
with your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Radar quiet right now, but it will come alive later again today. Usually that happens close to the lunch hour. Another hot and humid day with a high around 93. Scattered to numerous storms around. A generous supply today with a low tonight down to 73 as the storms fade out. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the next 3 days, a better than normal rain chance each day. Still random, but a good supply with tropical downpours in spots, low 90s. The new drought monitor map came out yesterday. The drought is expanding. In fact, it now expands into the river region. Right now, this morning, we have east winds at 5 miles per hour, very high humidity, a few clouds and 72 degrees at 640.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
It's 640. Everybody that's called the show this week will be eligible for some nice prizes in the final segment of the morning, the Emily segment.
Woo-hoo!
And we've added a $25 Baumhauer's gift card.
What?
Whoa. To that stash today, and that's coming up. With this heat and humidity, I was talking to Rick Clark about insulation because we had another outrageous electric bill. Mm-hmm. So 802 Foam, Wade Candidate Master Foam, arranging. They have to come out, look at your attic, see which parts they can apply Master Foam to. That's why if you're in the process of building a new home, you should absolutely consult Master Foam because you will guarantee cutting your electric costs by about half because they can put Master Foam throughout the entire house. But in an existing home, especially an older home where the whatever insulation is in there is likely settled, isn't as effective, Master Foam can add at least a third or cut your electric cost by at least a third when they add it to your attic. See, it's just the principle of Styrofoam. Liquids stay colder. Ice lasts longer in a Styrofoam cup the same way that coffee will stay hotter. Pick up a hot cup of coffee in a styro, pick it up in a paper cup or even ceramic, and it's going to come through. So let Master Foam save you money and keep you cool through the summer. Pays for itself. 802 Foam or visit masterfoam.com. Master-foam.com at 641.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Apparently, we've all been eating chocolate wrong our whole lives.
Yeah, according to experts, to get the maximum flavor, you should eat it in small pieces, not just all at once. You have to smell it before you put it in your mouth, and you cannot wash it all down with milk.
Okay.
Who knew?
No one, because I think that this is all right. This sounds like wine tasting techniques or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, let's bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Morning.
I'm sorry. I saw how you edited that intro, and that was good that you did. You read some of those things.
See, I make my own.
You make your own chocolate, yes.
Yes.
It's the chocolate pot you keep in the car. I know. There's another thought. Not what we're thinking.
Yes, that's right. Kids, don't text in the car and don't bring your chocolate pot in the car.
There's nothing dangerous about it. It's very good. Would you like me to bring you some? We could do a taste test on...
You probably have some in the car.
I sampled it that night at Baumhauer's, if you remember.
That's right.
I'm surprised you didn't bring it in today for this segment.
Well,
I've never heard of you making chocolate before today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm nervous about...
So Jalea is adding this to the list of food that you need to bring over to us.
Yes, I agree, yes.
Jalea, get ready for an experience you've never had before.
Well.
No, because...
Hey, Master Control, have that red button ready. Red button ready.
What kind of people am I working with here? Where are your minds? They're running amok.
Let's talk about
there's
chocolate.
So many lines I want to say. I won't.
Literally.
See, this chocolate, you can use it as a spread.
Mm-hmm.
You can warm it and put it on ice cream. Or if it's at room temperature or even chilled, it is like a candy. But when you have a candy bar, you feel... compelled to eat the whole thing and all those calories. With mine, you just get the taste. That's all you really need. So you cut back on calories and lose a lot of weight. Look at me.
I'm simply, well, you're looking great. I'm simply shocked that we haven't heard anything from you in chocolate.
Yeah, come on.
You hate
I hate chocolate, so there's no need for me to participate in this topic.
Okay.
How do you hate chocolate?
Because it's gross, Jalea. It's gross.
This morning. Gross? The only, I will say, if you're like maybe dark chocolate, sometimes there are some that are just a little bit too bitter, but for the most part, it's a great accessory for everything.
We could go down the list of things she doesn't like and shock you.
Yeah, you know,
quick survey around the room. Who chews it? If, like, you take a crack off a piece of a Hershey bar.
Yeah.
Who chews it? It's, you savor it, right?
Right.
I mean,
are you a chewer?
It depends.
No, because I get it with the almonds.
Because I don't want to choke.
You gotta like make sure it's all you're crunching the almonds and the chocolate all in the same piece. Yeah, it's a science. I don't know about savoring it.
You remember that
I guess
old?
That's why I've been doing it all wrong. I don't do any of these things. I'm not sniffing it before unless it just happens.
And
that
one where you rub it between your fingers,
like in milk.
I love that old commercial about, you remember the Tootsie Pop commercial, how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
One?
We'll never know.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's, I think it numbers in the hundreds, right? Didn't you have that on Random Facts once?
Somebody did, yeah. Somebody did count how far it takes to get to the center, but the commercial said it was like three.
The owl says three.
Yeah.
But Tootsie Rolls.
Spit.
Tootsie Rolls are not chocolate. Come on.
Oh, I know. It is manufactured. Yeah, I know.
I don't know what it is.
I'm learning so many new things today. What is it if it's not chocolate?
Well, I mean, it's not like it's pure chocolate.
It's like how Yoo-hoo is the chocolate drink and not chocolate milk.
Yoo-hoo is not chocolate milk. Very good.
No, Yoo-hoo. No, it is not chocolate milk.
No,
I don't really like chocolate milk anyway, so.
You don't? How is that possible?
No.
Chocolate milk is very good for energy. It really is. It's very, very good.
I feel like you could get the same thing with any other milk or any other sugary drink.
Remember when
I just feel like chocolate milk is not.
Remember when you thought that chocolate milk had caffeine in it?
No, that was apple juice.
Apple juice had caffeine.
But you only missed by one.
Okay.
And that's does, doesn't it?
Apple juice does not. No,
no, it does not.
I would believe you would think chocolate milk because maybe, you know, like a hot chocolate is served in a coffee mug.
Well, chocolate milk may have caffeine in it.
I'm trying to work with you there, but I don't know how.
Right, exactly. Chocolate has caffeine in it, so chocolate milk probably has.
Emily, the chocolate expert.
See, exactly, that's what I'm saying. That makes more sense than, I don't know how you got apple juice from that, but.
You guys are I'm going to shock you and the audience.
Okay.
Look what I'm drinking. This is called water.
Uh-huh.
And
it's this new product.
Well, it was recommended that I start drinking more of it because I tested dehydrated. So it's not chocolate flavor.
You segued from chocolate to water. That's how this.
I wanted to toast a good weekend to you guys.
Is that what Yoo-hoo is chocolate water?
Pretty much.
Exactly right.
Uh-oh. What are you doing?
We are unfortunately.
Apparently, the water doesn't work too well with him.
All right, we're out of time.
Yes. You guys have a great one.
Right.
We'll see you on Monday.
Okay, good. See you.
And if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I'm just curious as to what I did to warrant having my microphone turned off in the middle of speaking.
You got really loud.
I just backed it down a little bit.
You get loud.
You're on the worst microphone in the room.
You get very loud. When you get like, you know.
You get loud.
You just got loud.
Don't be insulted.
You just got loud.
I have to monitor the audio levels. That's part of my job, isn't it?
Job?
I love how they edited that first paragraph.
I saw Andrew post their back to school promo.
Yeah.
Did you get a look at that?
No.
Oh, because we get a mention.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, and their back-to-school television promo.
Did you see this year's bobbleheads?
I didn't.
It's Shane in their Thunder Truck deal. It's really, it's an interesting.
So the Thunder Truck got its own bobblehead.
That makes your bobblehead even more valuable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're, you know, that's it. If you have one, you got one, you won't be able to get one.
Collector's item now?
Collector's item,
I got you.
One other thing about chocolate is I don't care for nuts. So if I have if I get a Hershey Almond, I'll take the chocolate, or even a Snickers. I'll let it all dissolve nice and slow, and then spit the nuts out.
Yeah.
But well, I was going to...
Then why eat the Snickers?
I was going to add that to the conversation, and then I thought, nah, that'll make them nervous over there.
Yeah, some of the things. You told Jalea you're about to have. Well, you're about to have one of the best experiences of your life, and I was going to say, and the chocolate's pretty good too. But I did not say that.
Okay, we have reviewed all the things we were too chicken.
Yeah,
to say.
I know it's weird. I would have totally said that on the air with us, just us. But like you know, when guests are over, I decided to be a little bit more.
We have to behave.
Yeah, it was weird.
6:49, quick look at the road. Cheap and Trashy coming up next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch looking at the roadways on a Friday morning, and traffic is building up pretty quickly this morning. Please be careful on the boulevard. If you're on the interstates, they're up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any troubles for you there. Lots of traffic coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. The rest of the 31s are rolling smooth this morning. Let's be careful. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333. No representations made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me. 221-2883.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Victoria's Secret would like to apologize for the cancellation of all upcoming Victoria's Secret fashion shows. Our apology to all young, upcoming foreign models who will never get the opportunity to walk around with giant wings while clad in only bra and panties. But don't worry, we'll still blow up huge images of those wafer-thin models and display them proudly for your small children to see as you walk through your town's mall. And most importantly, the reason to cancel the fashion show. So we all may remember that Victoria's Secret is for all women, including the moms who buy the sweats for their young daughters and put the pink logo on their little behind. Good for you, Mom. That's empowerment. That's Victoria's Secret.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And let's see what pictures are opening this weekend. Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, Jay?
Yeah, not much. Not much opening up this weekend. I've never been a Fast and Furious kind of, like, I think I saw the first one. And then the rest, I think I've caught when they're on, like, HBO or something. I've never really, just never been a fan.
So I finally saw The Avengers on my couch yesterday.
You tell me about this.
And,
I'm not angry at you. I'm just, it's just one of those, like, what did you, no.
But I forgot to watch, you were saying, because
it's a part one and a part two, and you just went right into part two without any context of part one. It's a time consumer.
Yes, but you were right. The time goes by.
You know, it does.
It's not an issue.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, agreed.
Which brings to mind the best buddy cop movies of all time, and there's a list here.
Turner and Hooch!
That was basically a movie about dog drool.
I was going to say, it's not in there.
And it was cute the first time, but 2 hours of dog drool was just a little bit too much for me.
Number five.
Lethal Weapon, 1987.
Yeah.
Number four.
The old Japanese movie.
What?
Made in Japan.
What?
Stray Dog, 1949.
I don't know it.
I don't either. It's on the list.
Number three.
What?
Number three.
Why do you turn that guy's mic down?
It got loud.
In the Heat of the Night, 1967. I don't know that that's a buddy cop movie.
That doesn't seem like a buddy cop.
I mean, Sidney Poitier, you know, teams up with the racist sheriff in the Mississippi town. They never look too buddy to me.
I'm just, it doesn't, I mean, if you go Heat of the Night, you don't also go Lethal Weapon in the same category.
The movie ended with them respecting each other, but I don't think they were having dinner together.
Number two.
Seven.
What? That's also not a buddy cop film.
That's the one with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman, right?
Yeah, it is. This basically, what films featured two cops as main actors, or as main characters? That seems to be the case of this category here.
What do you think the number one is?
Dragnet?
And number one.
French Connection.
Really?
That's why this whole thing was going to throw me off.
Yeah. Well, this would be better titled Police Partners or something.
Right,
Buddy
yeah.
Cops infers a friendship, right? I just happened to watch that this week.
French Connection?
I watch it every couple of years.
Oh, man,
is that right?
Good.
And it's a great car scene, right?
It is.
Car chases,
yes. And it was produced and directed by the guy that made The Exorcist.
William Friedkin.
Yeah. But you know what really throws you? There's a scene where, you know, Gene Hackman plays, he's not a rogue cop, but he loves to mess with people, where he goes into a bar and starts dropping the N-word. Uh-huh. And even though it's in the context of a character in a movie, when you hear that and see it from Gene Hackman, it's just weird. I'm not saying they should go back and change it, but
Hackman's got so much range as an actor.
He's amazing. I actually think he's... His best roles are when he's really evil, like when he played the president in that movie where Clint Eastwood is hiding in a closet and catches him.
I don't know.
Which one was that one?
Absolute Power.
Oh, wow. Because him and Clint Eastwood also played great together in Unforgiven.
Yeah.
He was defense secretary in No Way Out with Kevin Costner. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but it is a great thriller. You ever seen it?
Absolute power.
Look at this
Well, she's plastered against the wall because we're mad at me.
Mike thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else is there? This weekend, they sent us this big list of TV reminders. Do I really want to watch the third season of Dear White People? What is that?
What is it? I don't know the first two.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Everything else looks like crap. Oh, by the way, remember we played that side-by-side with Katy Perry and the Christian rap song?
Uh-huh.
A jury ordered her to pay a $2.78 million damage.
Wow.
And she herself is responsible for $550,000 of that.
Surprising. Normally, those music cases don't really fall, you know, they don't
Capitol Records is responsible for $1.2 million, and she owes over $500,000.
That makes the George Harrison settlement seem tiny.